This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Josh Rogan, my colleague at the Washington Post, writing global opinions about Syria. There is an act in Congress right now, passed overwhelmingly by the House, that is anti-normalization with Syria. The intention, I'm told, for the Biden administration is to accept the bringing Assad and the Assad regime back in from exile, international exile, for their brutality and sadism of these last 13 years. However, the act is not moving in the Senate because the Biden administration opposes it, I'm told. And Senator Ben Cardin is the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee and follows the administration's opinion. The background of all this is that the U.S. is involved in Syria, has been for many years, especially since the events of the use of chemical weapons against the Syrian population by the Assad regime and perhaps their Russian allies many years ago. But in any event, what we're looking at here is an unsolved battleground, a darkness-visible state pulled into pieces. Some of it has al-Qaeda and ISIS, some of it has Kurds, some of it has rebels along the Iraqi border, many different directions. Assad is camped at Damascus and commanding a military force, is allied with Iran. It goes on at great length, complications. Josh's point, however, is that the administration is turning away from its commitment these many years, or as Josh says, cut and run. What happens then? Here's Josh Rogan reviewing what appears to be the intention of the Biden administration to abandon Syria to its fate, which is ungoverned space invites worse. Josh Rogan, Washington Post. More of this tonight.
Right. A huge part of U.S. strategy has been to ally with the Kurds and other Arab forces, not just the Kurds, in primarily in Syria's northeast, the parts that Assad doesn't control. And again, we've been doing that for 13 years now. You'll see a lot of people sort of on the far left and the far right will say, well, that's a forever war. We should just get out of there. But what I argue is that even though this hasn't solved the problem, even though it hasn't dislodged Assad, there are millions of people living in those areas who have been protected from Assad from all this time. And if we pull the rug out from under them, those people will suffer. And that's a predictable consequence of cutting and running. So yeah, Syria is a tough problem and there's no real good options, but whatever leverage and whatever influence we do have there, we should use to help the civilians there who are under attack from all sides. And right now it just doesn't seem that our government has the functionality or even the attention span to do that. And that's a darn shame.